As we told you, we are ready to get educated. Let's do so with the MCCSC and Alexis Harmon, the Director of Education Technology and Communications, is with us today. Do you have anything to do with the weather? Because you're doing a spectacular job with that as well.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take credit for it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, let's put that on the business card. Weather supremo. Well, when it's when it's this nice, though, recess, for those who get it, is a lot more fun than having to grab your jacket and worry about all of that. So it is beautiful. We had a very tame winter. I think we only missed, what, one day? And I bet if we went back and did it again, we wouldn't even miss one day. So that's the good news. Your education technology has not been redlined or put to the limit this winter and springtime.
That's true, but I don't want to speak too much about it. I'm afraid you might jinx me, and we'll have a test of it. So, but yeah, absolutely. We definitely have had a mild winter, and we haven't had to do that as much, have any e-learning days. So, absolutely.
Now, you have snuck one in. Not you, but you. I'll blame Oswald. I won't blame you on any of this. But we all, I believe, got the email late last week, or sometimes these days run together. Late last week, and MCCSE and RBB will both not be in the classroom coming up this Thursday. Instead, teachers are going to Indianapolis to make their voices heard during the legislative session, and we know we can't, we don't have that many substitute teachers on deck to replace everybody. So tell me what's going to go on Thursday. I've already ran into a couple people this week when I brought it up. They said, oh, hey, what? What's going on? Well, let's make sure everybody's aware.
Absolutely. And I, you know, you hit it right there. So it's a security issue for us. We won't have enough adults in the building to run the, you know, they're just, we have a sub shortage as it is. And so in particular, if there's a large number of teachers out, as there will, our plan to be this coming Thursday, when we realized that teachers were doing that, we had to make a decision to make sure that, again, the safety of our students is number one, and that we can, if we bring them into our school buildings, that we can provide for them in a safe and secure way. And we realized we couldn't, you know, but we talk about the teachers' need. And I think in the letter email that Dr. Oswald sent out, he said it eloquently and very well, to say that, you know, the responsibility for this really rests with our state legislators. Our teachers feel compelled to go and advocate for themselves, and that's what we're seeing happen here. And so, but then in terms of families, what they need to be prepared for and able to do, it's an e-learning day, but it's what we call asynchronous or independent self-paced. So there won't be live meetings that kids need to attend to. Instead, teachers are going to provide that work in some cases, you know, definitely on Canvas, which is our learning management system. So kids can go online, they can access their class, and they can see all the things that they need to do. They have their login information, and our technology staff is on site and available all day on Tuesday. If any family has any issue getting in, they should just contact us, and we can help them do that. But in addition, I know that teachers are also providing kids with packets, information, you know, they're sending books home, they're doing those things, sending supplies and materials home, so that students have everything they need that day to be ready to learn and kind of go through some prepared activities that kids can do independently.
And independently is the big part there. So parents just don't expect for the teacher to pop in and say, hey, for the next 42 minutes, we're going to do this, and then we'll go to No, you kind of just feel and go your own way, but everybody wants the work to get done, correct? That's the big takeaway. Do it on your own time, but please get it finished.
Absolutely.
And that'll keep him out of their parents' hair as well, if that's the other that's the other part of it. How important was it to Dr. Oswald and MCCSC that that this was arranged ahead of time and was not one of these, hey, gotcha, we're all leaving tomorrow? Does that show the relationship that the administration has with the current teaching staff there? And that, to me, sounds like a positive.
Absolutely. I mean, it shows that we're all aligned in what we want is best for students. I mean, that's, our teachers are advocating for what they think is best for public education. And then on their side of it, they're communicating that forward and working together so that no one, our families or our students, are left wondering what they're supposed to do on Thursday, that it's a lot. You know, we have time to prepare. We have time to plan, because our number one interest always is the learning of our students and the safety of our students. And so we're trying to make sure that that happens in the best way that we know how.
And the other part of this that perhaps is miscategorized or not fully understood is people will say, well, we have a referendum. What more can we do here, or what more? But this is bigger picture items, correct? So we don't have to have referendums in the future?
Yeah, I think it is bigger picture items in terms of that we don't need to have it, that the referendum supplies us with some necessary funding to have some essential programming. We were able to increase teacher pay and staff pay through our referendum. We were able to supplement what we're already able to do, but we still get a large number of our funding comes from the state funding directly, and that is not keeping up with inflation. So absolutely, it will make it even worse if the funding isn't there. So it's bigger picture. It's about those funding pieces, absolutely.
And it's almost a, I'm not going to get into that today. Alexis Harmon's not here to get into that with me. But, well, we want to have all the rainy day money. So when we have a rainy day, then we had the biggest rainy day in 120 years. Now we'll just say we just need to replenish that rainy day fund for the next 120. Anyhow, one thing,
yeah,
I didn't want to leave out.
We always want to think big picture. Absolutely, right? We want to prepare ourselves as much as we can so that we're not constantly. I'm with you, Mike. I'm sorry.
Well, let's prepare the children who are going to have to deal with that down the road. Let's have them properly educated so they know how to handle such heavy.
Absolutely.
Lifting in crisis. Alexis Harmon puts up with me. I'm not sure why, but she is here today, and we're having fun with good information. But the one thing I don't want to leave out about Thursday and the asynchronous learning, folks who would like breakfast or lunch, that will be made available as well. You're just going to have to pick it up at a different location if you're not a student at Templeton.
Absolutely. Yep. Anyone who needs lunch, any student in MCCSC can go pick up lunch, but it would be at Templeton Elementary School, both lunch and breakfast.
And they will do that at, have the time here right in front, 11 a.m. until 12:30. It's at school door number 7, and there will be, I don't believe, any questions asked either. So just if that's something that,
yep,
that somebody
right,
that you know or concerned or are worried about, don't be. Just make sure they know what is going on. So that is going to be this Thursday, April 13th. So great job in explaining that. I joked with Dr. Hoswell the last time I spoke to him. I said, hey, you know what? April, pretty long month here. We don't get a break from spring break till all the way to May. And then, wha-bam, there we go. We get a little break up there. Now, speaking of May, we will also have a day off on the second day of the fifth month, mm-hmm, as the primary elections. And the reason we do that, obviously, is so many schools in the district use their facilities as precincts. That's another security issue, but that's
absolutely
been built into the calendar. We should all be aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we've been doing that for quite a long time. We did it in November. We'll do it again in May. Again, you're exactly right. It's a polling site for voting, and so that's a security issue. We want to make sure that our buildings are secure, and then our teachers will be participating in professional learning on that day.
And that professional learning, what does that entail? Is that everybody gets together and you bring a speaker in? Do they take quote-unquote classes? What are we learning professionally when those go on?
Yeah, so it varies at what it looks like in structure and in content. You know, in November, we were really able, it was like a mini conference, and we brought in both external speakers that are experts in their field that can lend to it. And then we also had our own teachers presenting things that they are experts. And so we have really classroom practices that were proven to work in our district, like being shared among colleagues. But no matter what it is, it's always aligned to our strategic plan. So it's always about, equitable outcomes and accelerating learning for all students. And so it's always focused around those things.
Makes sense, and gets everybody on the kind of on the same page, and gives everybody
absolutely
a little different angle, perhaps, to look at everything that's going on. Okay, I know you have a million things happening, and I'm going to let you fire them at me. Did I see a family walk and run at the end of the month? I think I got sweaty just reading that.
Oh, yeah, we have so many things. Do you want me to go in order? Or
yeah, let's fire them at me,
exciting,
because I'm excited to hear what they are. And then I'll ask you about iLearn. I'll leave that for the end. After all the fun stuff, we'll talk about iLearn.
That's exciting, right? So we have so many community events happening. They're just going to be awesome. And our information sessions for families and different things. So, Fairview Elementary has an integrated arts program that's open to all students throughout MCCSC. If you have a student who loves art and music and wants that as an integrated experience in their education, you might check out their program. Tonight at 7 o'clock at Fairview, you can go find more information about it, and then you just have the choice as a family to decide that this is something that's right for you. So you might want to look into that. Again, their information session is tonight at the 11th. You have a kid who loves the arts, please go check it out at Fairview, or reach out to Fairview directly if you can't make it tonight and seek out some more information. And then on Wednesday, April 12th at 6 o'clock at our CoLab here on Miller Drive, 553 East Miller Drive, we have our Parent University is hosting an event on mental health and awareness and suicide prevention. So that's targeted towards parents and adult members of our community who want to learn more about how do we support individuals who are struggling with mental health and awareness and making sure we're identifying things. So that's a really good learning session. We have three people, both from two people from MCCSC and one from Adult and Child Health Services that will be presenting on that information. That's Wednesday, April 12th at 6 o'clock. And then you mentioned it already, April 29th, we have the MCCSC Fun Run. It's a culminating event for all of our running clubs at the elementary level. It's totally free and open to the public. There's a 1 mile and a 5K. They ask that you register, but you can register day of too. So show up at Grandview Elementary, come run with us. I will definitely be walking the 1 mile, I got to tell you that. But you can run a 5K. You could challenge yourself even more. And that's on the 29th, that same day. Actually, there's the Children Expo, which is bigger than just MCCSC, but we will be there presenting and a whole bunch of other providers and services and things in our community that have to do with children and support is that afternoon at Switchyard Park, April 29th. I think it's 1 to 4. And it's a really fun event for kids, too, because everyone has like a table where they're trying to engage kids and they're showing them neat things, and it's really fun for kids. So go and check that out. Backing up in my timeline a little bit because I've gotten off my timeline.
That's
Saturday,
fine.
Saturday, April 22nd.
You wouldn't have told me. I let you go.
Okay. Unionville is having their Earth Fest. It's this big festival they have focused on, the environment and all of their and arts and reading, and, you know, Muddy Fork Bakery is going to be there. Chocolate Mousse is going to be there. They have a raffle and prizes. There's even going to be a hot air balloon that you can do, ride in a hot air balloon. So a whole bunch of community partners are going to be there. The STEM bus is going to be there. Lots of different things going on. That's April 22nd. It's a Saturday, 1 to 4 at Unionville.
See, that's the good news. You can eat all that good stuff and then run the next week. See, that's how.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't even think you have
got
the, you've got the perfect plan.
Well, I'm sweating. It's hot in here.
I tell the events, and you put it into a timeline for people, so it works perfectly. I love it.
I have a request to make. I talk to all these wonderful principals when I don't have a chance to talk to the wonderful administrators, and it seems like everybody in April, and I know we're early, but I don't want to be late, or in May, every PTO is going to have some kind of carnival. Uh-huh. You guys should put out a flyer with all of those, because you can hit the carnival circuit here and get to 5, 6, 7, 8 of these and just have a great old time. So don't hide those dates from us.
Oh, yeah, that's such a great idea. We should. And then you could, like, yeah, you can. That's your family entertainment for, like,
exactly.
A whole month.
That's, yeah. I mean, how many cakewalks can you do? I don't know, but we're going to try. We're going to try them all. We might find a dunk tank. I don't know. I don't know.
Some of them do. Yeah,
but if you put that out there, I can help remind people, and then those PTOs can make a couple more bucks, and you don't have to go beg the state for more and more and more. And, we'll do that.
That's
all right,
fantastic.
So that's your homework for next time.
Okay, I'll get it for you. One more event to share with you. You might have seen the signs. April 20th, again, I'm backwards. But this goes along with your plan. You eat the food, you run. But even before that, on April 20th, there's a Healthapalooza.
Yes.
I don't think I'm very good, but there's a Healthapalooza. So it's at Bloomington South. It's open to all families. And it's just, first aid kit, all kinds of different resources around healthy habits and families and things like that. So you can kind of just think of it as a comprehensive solution. Go be healthy on April 20th. Go to the Earth Fest and eat some chocolate mousse and then go run it off on the 29th. So
yeah,
I like it.
All kinds of fantastic stuff that's going on. And there's a million things, and that's the great news, because if you need whatever you need, you're going to find in one way or the other, whether it's summer camps with Adventure or IU Health Absolutely. Wellness Camp. We've got all these things going to happen. IU High School Online Summer, if you need a little help there, that's going on. So is the easiest way just to go to the website, Alexis, and just find all these great informations?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website, our newsletter that comes out every Friday as well, we'll have it. And, you know, social media. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as well, and we share those things out there.
Yeah, those will pop up as well. So fun one way or another. And, again, with all the great things happening in April, everybody's going to get outside and have some fun. But we do need to get tested. Standardized testing. iLearn. Okay. Who is it? When is it? What are we trying to accomplish here? Looks like that's going to be not this week, but next.
Next. It starts next week. Yep. Grades 3 through 8. iLearn testing. And more information, I would contact the school directly about any kind of particulars. But, you know, students will test on their iPads. So a lot of times students will leave them at school just to make sure they're there. They don't have to worry about it. They're plugged in. They're charged. But if your student is bringing their iPad home, just make sure it gets charged and it gets sent with them every day to school. But, yep, next week. Grades 3 through 8.
Yeah, and it just, again, it's not normal because it is standardized testing. So leaving early, showing up late, that's not the times for any of that fun stuff.
No.
So, yeah, you will be reminded of that in your classroom. But parents, the best thing you can do, feed them. Get their, if you're hungry, you're all you do is think about food. You don't think about being educated. Make sure they're eating and resting and all the other fun stuff that goes along with that. And I would be remiss if I let you go without mentioning the Evening of Stars. I know it's not until next month, but next month is going to be here before we blink. That's one of the great celebrations at the end of the school year we do annually.
Yes, it's a wonderful event for us to honor our retirees and then also our community nominees, nominates and then awards, what we call our Star Teacher Awards, and or our Star Awards. I'm sorry, they're not Star Teacher Awards because they're everyone from teachers to support staff on all levels and those that have really shown this year and really helped make MCCSC great, and it's our time to recognize and honor them.
Now, nominations have already gone, so now you just have to get your tickets for the May 4th gala occasion. And we know that Dr. Hoswald will be reminding us of that when we talk to him next. All right, sun's out. Everybody's having a good day. Everybody's enjoying it. Did we touch everything? Did we get to everything? Did we leave anything out?
I think we did. No,
we covered a lot.
Got it.
That was a good batting order.
I'll be like, oh, if only, but.
You can call me back. You can call me back. It's fine.
Okay, will do.
We'll pop you back in. Now, go outside. That's your other homework for the rest of the day. If not tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, on Thursday, we should have outdoor learning for adults, too. That's what we should get done. Get that taken
Sounds
care
wonderful.
Of. Alexis, you rock. Thank you so much for your time today and always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, have a great day, Mike. Thank you.
Alexis Harmon, she is the Director of Education, Technology, and Communications for the MCCSC.